Here's my thing, and we talked about this earlier, but why are we acting like we don't know how enticing a riot is? It's bizarre. It's one of those bizarre things, because I'm big on being able to bridge the gap with truth.
Yeah. And are you big on that?
I'm big on that.
Yeah.
That's how it has to be. That's the only way the gap can be bridged is with truth, right? So we can say these two things can be true. Rioting and looting are not going to get you the outcome that you desire.
Mm-hmm.
And rioting and looting is awesome. Those two things can be true.
Yeah, man, I was watching a video of people that were, like, somebody was filming at the corner, like, all the people doing their rioting or their marching or their protesting. I don't know what it was at this point, you know, but, like, people gathered. And all of a sudden, like, everybody turned towards them and started running towards them.
Yeah.
And, like, you can see the cameraman. You can see a guy next to him on a bike. And the guy on the bike's, like, you know, awkwardly trying to turn his bike around real quick and, like, doesn't know which way to go. Yeah, and it was just like, it's coming at us.
And part of him is probably like, should I join this riot?
Yeah.
Like, should I just, like, turn my bike around and just, like, wait for them to catch up and start going that way too?
Yeah.
It's tough. Like, you see a riot, you can't not want to get in that riot.
Do you want to break a, like, glass storefront? Like, what do you want? What guy are you in the riot?
I don't know. I just want to be there for the energy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't necessarily want to do property damage. I don't necessarily want to steal things, although I do always have a running list of things that I will get if a riot broke out.
Always practical.
Always. You got to keep a running list of riot accoutrements.
You aren't going to Five Below, or do you have things that, like, oh, if I riot in Five Below, these are the things I'm grabbing?
No, I'm a
Best Buy rider.
I'm a Best Buy Target guy.
Yeah. You know what section of Target you're going to?
Mostly the electronics section for the most part. But right now, this would not be a good time for me to be caught up in a looting type riot because of my problem that I'm having right now with Pop-Tarts.
You just pocket all the Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, I'd just be in there getting, I'm all about the tarts right now. I'll just be in there trying to find the tarts.
You can't do
that's
that.
That's it. And just, like, I'm just in there. I'd be spending so much time trying to find the tarts. And you ever, like, be trying to find a snack or some food in the grocery store that you probably shouldn't also be eating at all?
Yeah.
And you go to the place where it's supposed to be and it's not there, but this is where it's supposed to be. And you circle around and come back and look again. I just feel like I'd just be doing that in the Pop-Tart, like the whole entire riot. Just like circling the Pop-Tart aisle.
They leave right, you. Know, you'd know? Be the okay. one caught.
Cool.
Still looking for Pop-Tarts.
Yeah. And that's the other thing too. It's like, you know, if you, like I said, I just want to be caught. I just want to be in the energy.
That's such a weird thing to hear from you though, because like, you're not like a stadium guy or like go, like, you know, go to the parade after the, you know, your hometown team wins the trophy guy.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel like those energies are very similar. Like, I mean, oh, you have a bug on you.
Yeah.
You know, like after the, you know, especially in Philly, like after you win, you go and you turn a car over, right?
Yeah. I don't know. These riots seem like riots are fluid. And
yeah.
I'm not necessarily a parade guy. I'm a riot guy. Right. And the times that we had the opportunity to go into this, like, we live outside of the city.
Mm-hmm.
So the times that the Phillies won the championships and then the Eagles won the Super Bowl, I couldn't get into the city.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely wanted to go.
Yeah.
But there was no way that I can get in. So for sure, a riot guy. For sure. And
okay,
it's like, it's like, hey, Sydney, why are you a riot guy? Like, why do you want to riot? You know, what about a riot entices you? And my answer is, like, that's what I need to get out.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that is, like, whoever's rioting, those are my people. This is how that works.
Yeah.
But it's annoying how people are acting like, I don't even understand why they're rioting. It's like, come on. You don't understand why they're rioting.
Because they can.
Yeah. And it's that whole thing that everybody's putting up. It's like, have you ever gotten angry and put your fist through a wall or broken something that belonged to you out of anger? It's like, no, not once. But I still get it.
Yeah.
There's like nothing.
I don't know. As a lady, like, I don't want to be in a riot.
Yeah. There's nothing you would want to pick up in a riot.
Well, I mean, I like the idea of like running through a store and taking stuff, you know, like I'm like a shoplifter at heart. Like, I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. But like,
I prefer to do it when nobody else is though.
Yeah.
I like to do it by myself because black people do it loud and don't get me caught. I don't want to loot with a bunch of loud looting black people. I want to loot quietly to myself.
Basically. And I have like this fear, like especially in the time that it'd be like a video of just like my face like really big in the camera, and they'd be like, and everyone would be like, we got to get that white girl. And they'd be like, no.
Now's the time to get specific white girls.
Yeah.
Now is the time. I was watching some of the video of the protests that were happening in Philadelphia, and they were like blocking off 76, like Interstate 76 going into Philadelphia, out of Philadelphia too, but they were blocking that off. And there was this guy with his live camera. He was talking to people, like demanding people to like honk their horn or say Black Lives Matter to like let them through.
Yeah.
And then every time like an attractive woman came through,
yeah,
he was like, you fine, girl. Damn, you looking good. Why you look so good?
But that's what I'm talking about. I feel like the for a man, like riot mode and like harass woman mode is very like close.
There's going to be some catcalling at the riot.
Like the overlap is too much.
Yeah. I mean, there's even if there aren't women there, if there's a riot going on, there's catcalling. Like, you can't help it. It'd be like, you know, like if you get angry at a guy like across the river.
Yeah.
You're like, come on over here, sweetheart, to see what happens. Yeah. Like, riot energy is for sure catcalling energy.
Yeah. That's like what was wrong with Puerto Rican. I'm like, I shouldn't be saying this because it's coming out of my mouth. Like, stop, Ansley, stop. Like,
get that white girl. Get that white girl. That's the one. Yeah, we're good. You can say it. This isn't a riot.
Well, you remember the Puerto Rican parade where they like, the women got caught up in there and they like ripped people's shirts off. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I feel like Puerto Ricans' parades are Puerto Rican riots.
Yeah. Well, that's like, I mean, that's one. It's like, that's really chaos. Like, rioting has to, for me, like, a good solid riot, there's a possibility to get some merchandise.
Yeah.
I'm a capitalist at heart. So I think that riot, that Puerto Rican riot, would have been a lot less offensive if they were also breaking into stores. So. So you rip the woman's shirt off, but it's like, I just got a new shirt.
Yeah.
You know, so it kind of balances out.
True.
The world has been chaos. Like when you were talking about the mask, it made me think of the Central Park Karen situation.
Yeah.
Which I still contend that was a Karen versus black gay Karen situation.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a Karen of traditional Karen descent.
Yeah.
Versus a black gay Karen.
I saw something today that was like, he was a Harvard graduate. He was a writer for like a comic book.
Yeah.
Like gave all of his stats. And it was like, he's still a Karen.
Still a Karen. He's a black anime nerd Karen.
Yeah.
That's what he is. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. But so if you want to start calculating where this chick messed up.
Yeah.
She took her mask off.
You stand by that, huh?
She was being recorded.
Yeah.
She even said, stop recording me.
Yeah.
And in her frantic state, right before she got on the horn and start, even if she didn't call the police, think about that. Even if she was pranked, pretending to
like,
call the police, she still picked up her phone and was like, racist. Racist, 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 racist. Masked down.
Here I am.
Yo, it's just like, oh, real quick before I say this, I want to get real identifiable.
Yeah. White people don't know how to use masks.
No. It's white women don't know how to be at a loss in the altercation.
No.
They don't know how to just like pack it in and just be like, I lost this one.
That's what's so amazing to us about guys, because like, a woman fights are like never say die, right? So yeah. Like I think when we see men get into like yelling or like escalating like aggression, it's like, oh my God, like somebody's gonna die. Because in a woman's mind, it's like nobody backs down.
Yeah.
Like nobody admits defeat. Like
this is never, yeah, never.
So like, end. Like you're like, oh my God, the only way this ends is if somebody dies. And you're like, this is terrible. You know, like that's why women freak out so much.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
we
yeah,
don't yeah. understand that.
Which is why we, I mean, again, I don't think that him, I think that he was part of it. I think that he incited the situation. I think that he was the first person to escalate it.
Yeah.
But I don't think that her reaction to it was at all justified or warranted. Like, that's why I don't feel bad for her losing everything.
Yeah.
Because you don't go full retard. You don't go full racist. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows that.
That's a good thing to live life
she
by.
She went full racist.
She did.
What full a on. Retard. What a retard. You never go full R. We know that.
Yeah.
Never go full R. She went full double R.
She did.
Double R.
Now she's got to live in the mountains.
What a day. I know. What a day. Goodness gracious. Also, too, I heard a news anchor say this, and I'm like, oh my God, she's right. But it also goes to what I was saying. So the second reason why she messed up is because she didn't just put the leash on the dog.
Oh.
To deal with him.
Yeah.
Right? And she couldn't put the leash on the dog because that would have been an additional loss.
Oh, yeah.
On top of the loss she already suffered.
Yeah, I like keep being like, I need to go back and watch this video again because I watched it one time. And you're like, what is, you know, there's a lot going on in it.
Yeah.
But yeah, like she, you're like, the whole time you're watching it, you're like, why is she swinging that dog around? Like, does she have a leash? Like, what? It's that
Jean-Dog Van Damme.
Yeah.
So the funniest part to me is the fact that he put up the post with the words leading before the video.
Yeah.
Right? Which is super important because it's hilarious. And everybody's trying to act like that doesn't matter. Like those words that he said beforehand, they don't matter because what's important or what's most important is the fact that she went full R.
Yeah.
Right?
Which so, is that the most important? Like, I mean, like you said, you never can go full. She went full double R.
Yes. Yeah, I don't think it's the most important, but it's definitely
part of the story.
The negative acts committed in this,
yeah.
Hers is by far the most egregious.
Yeah. Like,
he doesn't really go above Karen.
Yeah.
He stays well within the range of just Karen.
Is it like black people learn that, like where the boxes are? They learn much better like than white women, like where the limits are? Or is that like a man versus a woman thing?
Well, I mean, it might be a black versus white thing because white people just do not know when to stop threatening. You know, like black people know how to make a threat ambiguous enough where it's just like, what did he just say?
Yeah.
We've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, like it's kind of like popping off.
Yeah.
Always seems new to a white person when you see a white person popping off.
Yeah.
Every time it's like you look at that Central Park situation, you're like, that is her first rodeo.
It's like Bad Girls Club, like the black girls were much better at it, like yeah, the white girls, yeah, like
the white girls just that's it, like the black girls like pop off and like the white girls over there like stabbing someone in the shoulder, like, I love this. This is like rein it in, Karen. Rein it in.
We bottle it up too much. So like when it comes out hard.
It does. It comes out way too hard.
Yeah.
Too fast and too furious.
Yeah.
So do you I'm going to send this to you. Your phone's right there, right?
Yeah.
So
are we going to
reenact this?
Are we going to have, what did I want to call it?
A Karen off? This is Karen v. Karen. Because it's just funny to me because I guess, well, let's just go through it really quickly, right?
Okay.
So here's what's funny to me. So this is the initial encounter.
Wait, do you want to be the black Karen or the white or the woman? Do you want to be the man Karen or the woman Karen?
I think for racial purposes, I should be the woman. I'm trying to figure out which Karen I identify with the most in this situation as a Karen man myself.
Yeah.
And I think I identify more with him Because if I, when I'm in the wrong, I'm like, ah, yeah, you got me.
Yeah.
You know, so who do you identify more with?
Oh, not him.
Not him?
With her. I guess that's why I feel bad for her.
Okay.
Like, I feel like I'm one step away from, like, getting banned from society at all times.
Yeah.
Like.
Curious that I identify with him and you identify with her. Really interesting. All right. So, okay, I'm me. And this is Christian Cooper. You can go to his Facebook page. You can see this. It's hilarious. And, okay, me. Okay, so I'm also going to be the narrator.
Okay.
Central Park, this morning. This woman's dog is tearing through the plantings in the Ramble.
I love that it's the Ramble.
It's such a good name.
Yeah.
It's like, the Ramble. Like, dude, it's like the Rumble and the Ramble.
Yeah.
It's going down. So, me.
I'm just minding my business.
Ma'am, dogs in the Ramble have to be on the leash at all times. The sign is right there.
The dog runs are closed. He needs his exercise.
All you have to do is take him to the other side of the drive, outside the Ramble, and you can let him run off the leash all you want.
It's too dangerous.
Look, if you're going to do what you want, I'm going to do what I want, but you're not going to like it.
What's that?
come here, puppy.
He won't come to you.
We'll see about that. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I didn't even factor in the we'll see about that part.
There's a black man. He's black freaking man, me the fuck out. Black man in the Ramble. There's only one in the Ramble. Get that one. The one in the Ramble.
We're like, yeah, well, I think he's a bird watcher. No, I still need you. It just blows my mind, though, because, like, I get it. I don't like her either.
Yeah.
But can we at least acknowledge that when he said, if you're going to do what you want, look, if you're going to do what you want, I'm going to do what I want, but you're not going to like it.
It's like the setup of, like, a creepy movie.
It,
like,
is. That is an American threat. Yeah. That is a threat in the English language of American.
Yeah.
That is a threat. How is that not a threat?
That's a threat.
That's a threat.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's threatening her life. I'm not saying he is suggesting. And that's what makes it, to me, that's what makes it as a threat egregious. Because that's another thing that you learn as a black. Like, I don't think he's ever had to face the consequences of what it is like to be a scary black man in the world. Like, he's never had to adjust what he's doing for that perception.
Right.
Because you never leave threats open-ended.
Imagine if this was like, so put this in a different context. Imagine he was like telling a woman, like, oh, you shouldn't be wearing that or something. Like maybe she's like a woman who's out there, like, with stickies on her boobies or something, like, to make a point.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can do what I want. He's like, if you're going to do what you want, I'm going to do what I want.
And you're not going to like it.
And you're not going to like that. Yeah. Like, what? Or
even this, right? So make them both black.
Okay.
And we're walking by them as a couple.
Yeah.
We see that they're in a heated altercation.
Yeah.
And as we're walking by, all we hear is him say, if you keep doing what you want, I'm going to do what I want, and I'm not, and you're not going to like it. And I keep walking.
Yeah.
Right? Like, parties, I'm like, Sydney, we can't leave this.
You don't know what that means.
Yeah. You're like, what's going to happen here?
That could just mean, like, oh, you keep cheating, I'm going to start cheating, and you're not going to like it.
Yeah.
Or it could mean, who knows what else? Like,
yeah,
you
keep cheating,
I'm going to sew up your vagina, and you're not going to like it.
Well, I mean, if I'd at least like to see how far he got. I've been like, he's, I mean, if he's going to live one of my dreams. And just, I'm not going to just stop him from living my dream. You're sewing up what now? All right. Where are you going to do it? are you going to, like, is she going to be on her head? Like, how do you even sew? How do you, do you want me to hold her? but no, that is a wild thing, man. It's like, come on. I'm not saying that I don't even know. I'm not saying he's not a WWF wrestler, but that was a threat.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, we got to be able to acknowledge that that's a threat.
Yeah.
So that we can acknowledge the full, because If the, whatever. Whatever. I don't even know if I care anymore. It's like, fuck them both.
Yeah.
Fuck them both. What, that was a couple of losers. A couple of fuck. Well, I mean, he seems like he did all right in life. And she actually was doing all right.
Yeah, they were both killing it. They were both killing it.
They were two killer Karens.
Until they ran into each other in the ramble.
Dude, only one, like two Karens can't exist in the same place at the same time.
Not in the same ramble.
No, no. Not in the same. No, dude, this park's only big enough for one Karen.
He won.
Goodness, yeah, that's pretty wild. Yeah, anything else you want to talk about other than riots and Karens?
Oh, I don't know.
This is the biggest thing happening in the world right now.
I know. I feel like...
Racism. All across the board. Racism is the hottest ticket in the world right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't get over to how these three most recent things attributed to racism are just like, damn, god damn.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you ask somebody to... Like if somebody came from a different country, and you were like, what does racism look like?
What's a good old fashioned American racism?
What's racism? And you're like, well, two white men chasing down a black man in a white pickup truck, cutting him off, getting out and shooting him with a shotgun.
Yeah, pickup truck.
Fuck. It's like, how do you look at that and not think racism?
Yeah.
Like, I don't attribute racism to aesthetics.
Mm-hmm. But
those are the aesthetics of racism. Yeah. That is
your brain can't help but like oh, they probably had a Ku Klux Klan flag flying, and they probably I don't know, you just like your brain like just keeps connecting dots to like all these like
they already connected so many of the dots.
Yeah,
fat white guys, pickup truck, shotgun.
Yeah. Yeah, the road is all country, like
dirt road. God, that's racism.
Yeah,
that is the aesthetic of racism.
Yeah,
it's like, okay, you need another example. Well, how about a woman falsely calling the cops on a black man and trying to get the cops to come because he's a black man?
Right, and it's all on video.
Yeah, that's not a good look. Not a good look. Like, clearly she was trying to get a victory back.
Yeah.
If you look at it with that, you're like, okay, because when you see it is when you first see something like that, and when racism is your motive for what her actions, you look at it and you're just like, what is this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't, like, this is crazy that she's doing this.
Yeah.
But then when you look back at it, knowing that she was trying to score a point against a Karen that basically came in, shot a three. The three went in. She tried to take the ball out. He stole the pass and then dunked it on her.
Yeah.
And she's trying to just get a fucking layup.
Yeah.
That's all she's trying to do is get a layup.
Yeah.
And, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, what about, what can you consider to be the most egregious aesthetic of racism?
White cop, black man.
How about a white cop with his knee on the neck of a black man until he dies?
For 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
When he's not even, like, moving, like, there's, like, you're not, like...
Yeah.
You're like, are you serious?
Yeah.
Like, people are standing around being like, stop it, please stop it. And he's just like,
Yeah. Like, that is how that's... Like, even if we investigate and find out that for sure it wasn't racism, like, if there was a way we could read that person's mind in that moment.
Yeah.
And find out what was actually in his heart and mind in the moment that he was committing that act.
I saw somebody who was trying to call for like, can we get, cause like they mentioned when he like went to grab his spray when he thought people were moving in, like he like couldn't grab it. Like he wasn't functioning well. And they were saying that like he was stuck in like some, like that fight flight mode thing.
The cop was?
Yeah, and that he was like stuck in some sort of like, it's like fight, flight, freeze. And he was stuck in some sort of freeze and he like wasn't like functioning.
Yeah,
because
he knew what he was doing. So I'll finish what I was saying. Like, you know, if we could like look in his mind and find out that he wasn't racist in that moment.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, but we're still going to use this image for what racism looks like.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
It's kind of looks like racism to me. Like, glad it wasn't. Yeah. But
Yeah.
You know, that's
like if we're a Minority Report and we can like,
yeah,
like we know yeah, all this sure. stuff. Yeah.
But for what you were saying, it's the same thing that happened to the Central Park Karen.
Yeah.
It was like the too much ego.
Yeah.
The ego, the toxic ego is what destroyed both these people's lives.
Yeah.
There was so much ego telling him to do what was wrong that he couldn't do what was right.
Yeah.
And every time somebody from the side was like, hey, you can't be doing this, it was firing up his ego. And dude, it's how, I mean, his life is going to be fucked.
Ugh.
Like,
oh,
yeah, he's never going to be the same.
Yeah.
Never going to be.
Does he have a family?
He does. His wife divorced him.
Within this like past week?
I think today or something. Oh, or yesterday, shit. Or filed for divorce today or yesterday. But I mean, I'm not, if we were in a situation and I was being ostracized by society, I would need you to create distance from me. I would need you and the family to create distance from me so that it doesn't come onto the family.
Yeah.
And that would have to be, I mean, that would have to be the sacrifice that I would have to make as per the consequences of my actions.
Yeah.
I can't say that based off of what we've already seen of him, that he's
a stand up.
Yeah.
Dude.
That he's willing to man up like that.
Yeah.
You know, but he could very yeah. well be doing that.
Yeah.
You know, or else like she was probably like, fucking finally, yeah. I couldn't wait till he killed a black man so I could get out of this relationship. Good God. This has been a terrible. I was like, I don't think it's going to happen.
So close, so many times.
So many times. Like 18 times he almost got out
finally.
Of this marriage 18 times.
Good God.
Yeah, that's how many police brutality complaints he had or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, 18, that's insane.
Yeah.
That's insane. So, yeah, where are we at? We're going to have to do a short one because we started a little late.
Yeah.
I don't want to be up too late doing this podcast. Is there anybody you want to fight today, this week?
I think like, so when we were out in like in a big open park today and we were walking on open trails and we passed a lady and, you know, it was a long walk where we could see each other cause it was a straight part of the trail and she picked up her toddler and like went like into the woods with her toddler as yeah. we were passing. And I don't know if I want to fight her or if I like want to breathe in her face, but like yeah. I want to do something to her
yeah.
because of her overreaction.
Was she a white lady?
She was a white lady.
Okay. That's tough.
Yeah.
That's tough because she was like, you guys were basically at a park.
Yeah.
And you came through with yeah. three little black kids. And she was like, fuck, I want to keep my job. I picked up her kid and was like, oh, I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't know. I just wanted to do mean things to her.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I'm stuck between wanting to fight people that act like they don't know how fun rioting would be. Like, I've never been in a riot.
Yeah.
I want to so badly.
Yeah.
But I also, I'm like Danny Glover. Like, I'm a little too old for this shit. You know, like, I can't be rioting at 40.
No,
know
what I mean? No, not your first one.
Yeah, no, no. It's, yeah, that's definitely, it's like, maybe if you were like reliving your riot years, you know, yeah. like, I haven't rioted in 10 years. It's like, no, I don't want to have to learn all the fundamentals of a riot at the age of 40. Like, no, thank you. No, thank you. So, I don't know, man. I might just fight racism.
You going to fight racism?
I might just fight racism.
Thank you, Sidney Gant.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to win.
That's all we need from people right now, right?
Yeah.
We're all just trying to fight it.
Yeah, I'm going to just fight some racism. That's all I'm going to do.
Okay.
That's going to be my part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ever worry, like, you ever have those moments that you think about, like, the world's just a reflection of, like, whatever's going on in your head and stuff?
Yeah.
And, like I've been thinking.
Well, I never thought about that until these past couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, until everything started being on fire. I'm like, fuck yeah, this is, that's what I've been trying to tell you this whole entire time.
My dumpster fire brain is
like, I couldn't articulate it, but that's it.
I feel like I've been like thinking a lot about like ego issues and mm-hmm. like within myself, and now all these people are having like ego issues, and I'm like, oh my God, am I projecting this on the world?
I think the world, America more specifically, I think we are at a fever pitch of egos run amok.
Yeah.
And I think this pandemic kind of let people feel a little too big for their britches, because you have people saying on Facebook about people who wanted to reopen, you know, like, if you want to reopen right now, you should be shot in your face. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah. People did take language a little too far with this. Like,
you know what I mean? It's like, if we were in Central Park, I'd call the cops and tell them you were black. That was a threat, dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah.
The egos are run amok right now. So maybe I'm going to fight egos. I'm going to fight egomaniacal behavior.
I'm with you on that.
Because we can't really tell it's hard to tell the difference between racism and egomaniacal behavior.
Yeah.
They're very similar.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to just fight egomaniacal behavior and see what happens to racism.
Yeah. I think it's a good plan.
Yeah. So you want to shout them out?
Yeah.
All right. You want to start them off as I prove my inability to use technology once again?
Oh, so the shout outs, we'll start with the ladies then. Of course. So shout out to MJ and shout out to Janelle. And I don't like doing
this. Dude, this is like, you're going full R to do these shout outs. And it's like, what the hell? I did not say go full R. I just did do the shout outs. Shout out to Mike Butler, Mike Levy, Liz Bott, Doc, Phil Clark, Kevin Stevens, Julian from Canada, and Meg, also from Canada. Meg, thank you for the life-saving mask. Let's just start the podcast over. Just like start over right now. I didn't like how that shout out came out. Shout out to again, I'll shout out Meg again, because like those masks, like every time we've gotten so much use out of those masks, times five, and that's insane. Like that still is one of the nicest things that has happened during this pandemic, other than the world showing everybody what's in my brain. we can relate. I had this weird thought today that when I went to pick up the food that we ordered, and you guys got curly fries, and I was just like, oh my God, like my family is they're curly fry people, and I'm straight fry people, you know? And I was thinking, so when I was a kid, I had this moment as a kid where I kind of realized that I probably wasn't going to be fun at parties. I was at a birthday party, and they brought out this big ass thing of curly fries, and all the kids went fucking nuts. Except for me. I was just like, I don't like curly fries. Just like, I got a little upset.
Yeah.
I got a little upset. And like, everybody was like having so much fun. And I almost like created a huff to be like, somebody pay attention to me. And like, as I was about to do that, I was like, I am not going to be fun at parties. Like, this is going to be, adulthood is going to be strange for me. So, shout out to Kevin Lau, Nicole. Well, you already got the girls. Nicole, Raj, Janelle, Courtney, Rick.
I awkwardly got two.
Yeah, Andrew Pace, what up? Keith Butts, Kyle Hancock, Erica Daniels, Levi Mercer, Justin Masabi, Ezekiel Ellis, Logan Ryan, Roger Downs, Joe Rob, Joe Francis, and his girlfriend and her company, Saved by the Wreath. Get your wreath needs taken care of. I wonder if she has a riot wreath.
Oh, bet she does.
That'd be pretty sick. A riot wreath, a looting wreath, a pandemic wreath, quarantine wreath, a COVID wreath. I mean, it's endless.
Yeah.
Get your wreath.
Yeah.
Get your wreath. Let the people know who you are.
Yes.
Like, because we're not going to be able to put up American flags without seeming racist. We're going to have to put up wreaths. And everybody's going to have to put up like a specific kind of wreath for who they are.
Yeah.
So I'm in. TJ James down under. TJ James, dude. Getting it in, man. Looking forward to seeing his face. Nick Cupsey in your two books, Lost in the Mail, Five People You Meet in Wawa. Still don't know who this old guy is. Chris Bruno, Kevin McGran.
He's gone.
I know, dude. He cannot survive both a pandemic and all these riots. Right? There's no way.
No.
There's no way. It's like, rest in peace, old guy.
Yeah, sorry.
I loved you when we knew you.
We should get him a wreath.
Shout out all the podcasts in the Shat Nation umbrella, and also shout out, of course, Hearts Jiu-Jitsu in Conshohocken, Pennsylvania. You know, they got some online classes up. If you're looking for a place where you can get into jiu-jitsu, despite the fact that there are no places that are letting you come in and do it, you know, like hit up Hearts Jiu-Jitsu in Conshohocken and fuck with that online shit.
Yes.
Yeah, what a great pro. Fuck with that online shit. Yeah. Also, shout out Heather and Tim. How about that? Big fans of those people. And I think it's good. I think it's good for a short episode.
Yeah.
A little chaos episode, something like quick.
If you'd asked me before this all, I've been like, I love chaos. Like, I love it. Now I'm like, I don't know if I love it so much.
Yeah. I mean, chaos in a quarantine is weird.
Yeah.
Because it's like nothing's normal.
Yeah.
Like normally when chaos is going on, like riots are happening, like you still are going to work like normal. You still live. Everybody else outside of the riots and the chaos are still living normal lives.
Yeah.
Now there's riots. Things are burning down. And everybody is also in a limbo state of what their life is.
Yeah.
So that it just like that chaos kind of just you absorb it. You absorb the riotness.
Yeah.
You know?
OK, good. I thought I was just getting old.
That too. It's like we're starting to get to the point where we're like, probably shouldn't be looting. It's like my knees. I gotta do a full warm up. Like hip circles, knee circles. Gotta get my looting muscles lubricated.
Yeah.
So, of course, shout out to Circadian Clock and Melissa Vile. You guys are awesome. Thank you for the music. We really appreciate adding that pep to the beginning of this podcast that pulls people into our ridiculousness. So
yeah.
Thank you so much for that. And like, subscribe, and all that shit. Check out the Patreon. Short episode. Good night.